Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this eighth day of July 2021. When you travel, when you go out to Colorado, do you do any, nature stuff? Do you try to teach the kids? Are they interested in, like, what birds they see?
No.
Those kinds of things? What plants they're looking at?
No.
Nothing, huh?
No. We go on a hike and we go, oh, those flowers look nice. Or look at the scenery. There's a bird. There's a wild animal. There's what? Like when we drove to Colorado.
Don't they want to know what it is?
Not really.
Like what kind of bird is that?
Well, possibly. But, I mean, I'm not a birder. What kind of bird do I know?
Well, don't you know? I mean, you probably
don't.
Know some.
Oh, that's a robin. That's a blue jay. That's a cardinal. We have all those in our backyard. Or when we see animals, like, by the way, a rarity, when we were driving to Colorado for spring skiing, we saw some bighorn sheep.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
off
the side of the road. And they always have signs where this exit off the highway to go up to my dad's house is a, you know, bighorn sheep sign. But in all the years I've been going, never seen one until this past spring.
That's pretty cool looking.
Right off to the side of the road.
Big curly horns?
A couple of them. Had the big horns, and then there were some smaller ones. I don't know what the females look like and what have you. There's like six, and they'd been laying. It was really weird because you come off the highway in a ramp, and they were laying down in some...
tall grass?
Not woods, because it's not really a wooded area right there, but laying down in some vegetation or whatever. And for some reason, they popped up, and we were going by and saw them, and then started to back up. But we had to be careful because it's a pretty busy off-ramp off of I-70, and other cars were coming. But then they started running down the off-ramp
The
road.
On the road, huh?
And we went down a little bit, and we saw them, and Lisa's got actually kind of a lot of butt shots.
Did you honk your horn at
me?
I got a few of those when I was out in Yellowstone of Buffalo.
Yeah. Butt shots,
yeah.
But no, we didn't. When we go, no, we don't.
Huh, that's too bad.
I mean, that's kind of an odd question.
Well,
why?
I thought about it because when I was at my mom's last week, I saw some birds that I didn't recognize. And because typically down there you see your snowy white egrets, your blue herons, those kinds of things. But then I saw a night heron, which I was never familiar with, night herons hanging around. And I only saw one alligator because I was looking for him more than I normally do because I had my dog with me and I didn't want my dog
getting
eaten by an alligator.
I'd be on the lookout.
You got to keep an eye on where he is in relation to any water where alligators might be.
Man, that is so weird to think about, too, because, you know, when you come from the Midwest... Now, see, you're a little more familiar with it, having been down there and your parents living down there for some time. But when you go to the Midwest, from the Midwest, and you go to a place like that, you don't think about that very often, even though maybe you should.
Well, here's a tragic story. Just a couple years ago, a woman was walking her dog on Hilton Head and was walking right by one of the lagoons and got too close. An alligator came out of the water, grabbed her dog, pulled it in. She had the leash wrapped around her wrist, couldn't let go, got pulled into the water with it, and died. Drowned.
Yeah. That's a
41-year-old woman who was on there, who was on vacation.
Yeah. I mean, you just don't think about that stuff.
Crazy. So I was definitely aware of it.
I
saw one just floating on by. I'm like, okay, come on this way. We're not going over there.
Yeah. It's funny because when we were golfing in Orlando, Mrs. Rookie and I, way before we had the kids, you know, they have water around there, and you hit one down by the water, and you want to go fishing your golf ball out of the water, and they're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, just take it slow.
Keep an eye out. Take a drop over here.
Because they're not invisible, but they can hide themselves pretty well if they want to. But usually when you see them in those kind of settings, they're on the banks sunning themselves, you know. They try to get out and get warm because they're cold-blooded, so they want to...
Right.
Try to stay warm sometimes. I get it getting out in the sun. But I thought about that because what about camping and stuff? Because I was listening to a program last week about camping. This woman was trying to, you know, extol the virtues of camping and stuff. Because you know how I feel about camping. I'm not a huge camper at all. I've only done it a couple times in my life. I figure, you know, man tried to get out of the woods for thousands of years. We've made it. There's no need to go back in the woods, as far as I'm concerned. But she was talking about how the kids would love to go and, you know, look at all these and, you know, learn about the different flora and fauna and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm not so sure today's kids will be into that as much.
No, but just stay away from that. That's poison ivy now. Go have fun.
Mommy,
I'm going to sit around the campfire and
have a
beer.
Daddy got some things to do. Get the fire going and, yeah. So, okay. Well, maybe something to think about.
Not even going to.
Get a book. A bird book. The Birds of Colorado.
Well, there you go. I will give them that to the kids for their birthday in October. They'll go, what's this? I don't know. Your Uncle Bill wanted you to have it.
Chip off the old block. What's this, Dad? It's called a book.
I wouldn't even watch a DVD on identifying birds and trees and bushes and all that stuff.
All right. Well, now I know. Well, have a great day, everybody.
Enjoy.
Pay attention to the birds in your neighborhood and
be nice. And, be the birds.
And look them up and see what you're looking at. And listen to the Bill and Rookie Experience every morning. Starts at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.